Siamese fighting fish. Fascinating creatures. Brave, but on the whole, stupid. Yes, they're stupid. Except for the occasional one such as we have here, who lets the other two fight. While he waits. Waits until the survivor is so exhausted that he cannot defend himself. And then, like Spectre, he strikes. Our organization did not arrange for you to come over from the Russians just for amusement, number three. Come in, Kronstein. Sit down, number three, while we listen to what number five has devised for us. Number three, is your section ready to carry out Kronstein's directives? And you're absolutely sure she believes you're still head of operations for Soviet intelligence? For your sake, I hope so. Kronstein, you're sure this plan is foolproof? But what makes you think that M, the head of British intelligence, will oblige you by falling in with your plan? Mm-hmm. All that you say could be true. What else?
As an added refinement, I think that Spectre will probably have the chance of a personal revenge for the killing of our operative, Dr. No. Because the man the British will almost certainly use on a mission of this sort would be their agent, James Bond.
Let his death be a particularly unpleasant and humiliating one.
Three men were found dead on the train at Trieste. One of them was Grant. What have you to say, number five? Exactly. What have you to say to that, number three? Bond is still alive and the Lector is not yet in our possession. I had already negotiated with the Russians to return it to them. We've agreed a price. And Spectre always delivers what it promises. Our whole organization depends on our keeping those promises. I warn you, we do not tolerate failure, number three. You know the penalty.
Yes, number one.
Our rules are very simple. If you fail... Ah! 12 seconds. One day we must invent a faster working venom. Number three.
Yes?
I do not wish to have to tell the Russians that there will be another delay.